Okay. So basically, last semester, I had the opportunity to write a couple of different term papers that looked at different aspects of the tobacco industry. And that's something that's really interesting because you don't think of tobacco as being like a huge public health problem still, because we've had a lot of success domestically with the CDC having a lot of different initiatives to reduce smoking prevalence here. But because of that, and because of our better environmental regulations for tobacco production, a lot of production has actually shifted to third world countries. And this is not only a really big issue for their own environment, because the process of tobacco growing and cultivation is pretty environmentally detrimental. It relies on a lot of pesticides and fertilizers that end up causing a lot of environmental problems, and then the actual process of curing the tobacco so that you can, so that it can be sold to tobacco companies, uses up a lot of wood, which is a driver of deforestation, and then that also produces smoke, which is an air pollutant, and then after all of this tobacco gets processed into products like cigarettes or cigars, it ends up getting shipped back to these developing countries more and more lately because these countries have less regulation, and there's less of a stigma against them than there are in the United States. So you'll see in convenience stores you're able to buy individual cigarettes, which is really dangerous for getting adolescents to start smoking, because if they can't afford to buy like a whole pack at a time, but then can still just buy the individual cigarette, that ends up allowing or kind of starting that addiction cycle that ends up leading to lifelong customers for the tobacco industry.
Are there like any solutions that we're in any way?
One of the big things is making sure that international tobacco companies, so there's like six of them that are really big that produce most of the world's tobacco products, and they're starting to at least come around to labor laws that protect the people that are working in tobacco fields, which is super important, and then kind of making sure that there's uniform enforcement of these kind of labor laws across all countries, so you don't end up with the agricultural equivalent of like a pollution haven, mm-hmm. basically, where everyone's fleeing to certain countries that are allowing these really lax regulations. And kind of continuing with World Health Organization, kind of following the lead on some of the stuff that the CDC has done, so working on things like different taxation initiatives and ensuring that regulations are in place to limit the availability of tobacco products and sales and stuff.
Awesome.